Well, with this consistent weather pattern and mild temperatures, we're getting good reports every single day. And the Curtis area on the eastern end of the UP is no exception. So let's find out what's going on in the lakes around the Isthmus of Curtis there and check in with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop and see what she's hearing and selling too. So here we go.
Mick's Bait.
Hey, Mick, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a little time to chat?
Sure, Adam.
Excellent. Good reports coming out of your area, especially on Sunday. But I've gotten good reports almost every day of last week. So what are you hearing there? What can you tell us?
They're getting fish out there. It's just a matter of going out there, trying for them, and being very careful on that ice.
Still pretty tenuous?
Well, I'll say that whether there's 1 inch or 10 feet. You know, it's ice. You still have to be careful on it. You know, and use extreme caution with it. So,
well, what's the average ice depth right now, and how good ice is it?
It seems to be pretty solid ice, anywhere from 8 to 15 inches.
Okay.
But here again, it's at your discretion if you go out there. So,
most people taking sleds out there already?
I've seen some. Here again, it's up to you if you want to do that. But there are people out there doing that. So,
Are folks getting out there pretty regularly every day now, or is it one of those things where it's still a lot of people on the weekends and slow in the weekdays?
Oh, they're getting out there during the week, too.
Okay. Well, let's start on Big Lake. What are they catching?
Pretty much everything. Perch, walleye, pike, bluegills, and it's pretty much the same thing on South Lake. You know, the perch, the walleye, and the bluegills.
Okay. And are they using one thing more than another?
Mostly minnows. The guys that's using the perch and the bluegills are doing the waxworms and the minnows.
Okay.
The ones doing the pike, of course, are doing our big pike suckers. And we do have two sizes of decoys here for spearing, and for anybody that wants to spear.
Yeah, a lot of spears go to your neck of the woods there, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, so how about we talk about, you know, what you're seeing moving the most? I mean, was it a really busy weekend for you?
It was steady. It was steady.
Are you coming close to selling out a bait on a weekend at all?
Oh, no, I just make a phone call and I get more.
I know, the guy's actually got to be pretty close to you there, because I hear, you know, if you get really low on a Saturday by Sunday morning, you're already restocked.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's a couple hours away is all.
Now, that's nice to have somebody that can jump on it like that. You still carry one of the largest selections of live bait that I've ever heard of, so why don't you give the folks a rundown here?
Well, we have blue shiners, we have gray shiners, we have perch shiners. Then we have pike suckers and walleye suckers. We have two sizes of decoys. We also carry waxworms, mouses, spikes, colored maggots, and wigglers.
And the wigglers aren't selling very well there?
They're just getting started with them.
I was going to say, you know, some areas they're just going like gangbusters right now, and I haven't heard you mention them yet this year.
Yeah, I'll have fresh wigglers here on Thursday, actually.
Okay. And we'll continue with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in our next outdoor report and find out what the hot lures are, see if any colors are working better than others, and also get more details on that Five Lake Ice Fishing Tournament coming up in a few weeks here in Curtis. So stay tuned for part two right here later this hour on the Outdoor Show.